Okay, the fourth thing, we're going to look at the portions of Scripture or the parshas. And this is just really sort of a little heads up. The Torah, Genesis through Deuteronomy, is divided into parsha or portions. And they are read annually through, so that they're usually divided into portions that are 3 to 6 chapters. One of the things that we're going to encourage you to do is that we're coming to the end of the biblical calendar in October. So the biblical new year is about to begin. When that begins, in every synagogue around the world, they will begin studying the Torah again. We're going to give you a way to do that with them this year. We're going to provide you with a booklet that has all of the Torah portions in it so that every week, whether you read it on Saturday or not, is not what is most relevant to me. But to give you a chance, if you've never committed yourself to reading through the Torah, we're going to do that. We're going to ask you to, you don't have to take it on right now. You're getting all your studies in school. Wait till October. Then we're going to ask you to begin to make that a part of your personal daily discipleship with the Lord and read through those portions each week and learn in that particular way. Again, so that we can all learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Well, that's just a little overview of some of the things you can expect in terms of the way we go about reading Scripture. Let me just tell you that next week we're going to come back. We're going to be picking up in Genesis chapter 30, but next week we're going to do an overview from Genesis chapter 1 all the way to chapter 30, the prime characters. We're going to go back, we're going to look at some of these four levels and how they've applied in terms of some of the events in these people's life, just to sort of get everybody on the same page, give a little bit of a background, and then for the rest of this year, we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 30, and I believe if the Lord tarries and Brent hurries and we can get through it, we are going to try to conclude our study in the spring reading the actual passages that lead up in the book of Exodus. We're going to move into the book of Exodus, and our study for this year will end as we actually come to the Passover experience in the book of Exodus, and we're actually going to be having a Passover Seder with you and taking you through that experience. So as I was working on this, I'm really excited about where we're going to be going this year, and I hope and pray that you'll make this a priority. Guys, let me just say it one more time. The world and the church desperately need you to make study of God's Word a priority and not a pastime. And that goes for you whether or not you're a high school student, a college student, a not-going-to-college student-aged person who's working, or even someone in the ministry. The world needs a generation of people in the Word. I want to conclude tonight by reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. And I want you to consider some of the things that I've said. And as I do so, worship team, you can come back up. Sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self and lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful and unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, that verse ought to scare you. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. But they will not make their further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, and perseverance, persecutions and suffering, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, with persecutions I have endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, not just the New Testament, not just the Old Testament, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good purpose. Guys, be strong in God's amazing grace. Be strong by staying in His Word and in that grace. Amen.